Classics music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
The last time you hear that song, I'll wager that was the Leisure Society and This Phantom Life. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. I'm on tour with the band at the moment. I'm in my hotel room at the Gresham in Dublin, where we play the final show of our UK tour tomorrow. I pre-record the show, as I'm sure you're aware, and this has been recorded on Tuesday. A big shout out to my friend Andrew Walker, who grew up on the same street as me, and I didn't see him for 20-30 years, and then came to the Gresham in Dublin when we were playing here a few years ago, and I'd been upgraded to a better room at no extra cost. I naturally assumed that it was somebody who was a fan, and I was very flattered. I thought, do I keep this to myself or do I share the wealth? Ended up having a big party in that room. Anyway, then I discovered that it was the kindness of the manager was due to the fact that it was Andy Walker, my old friend who I'd not seen for so long. He's not here at the hotel today, he's not working today, because his wife's in labour. So by the time the show goes out, they'll have a little baby. Isn't that wonderful? This tune is for Andy Walker and his family. This is the wonderful Man on the Moon by R.E.M.
Thank you.
Automatic for the People by REM, that was Man on the Moon. Very much a coming of age record for me. Made a lot of my plans in the company of three friends of mine, John, Bob and Nick, all of whom I've seen the last few days. They've been to Elbow shows. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse used to tear around the countryside of the north, discussing girls but never actually talking to any in John's mum's car. listening to that album. I still maintain to this day that the sweetest choir I've ever heard is all three of them tone-deaf bastards caterwauling along to Man on the Moon, just because of the sheer effort and sincerity put in. Emily in New York in the United States has been in touch. She says, "Guy, Tighten Up by the Black Keys. It's upbeat and never fails to put me in a good mood. It's different than most mainstream music in that it's blues rock that's a bit funky. Can be an exciting mix, no? All in all, a fun tune to drive to that satisfies the cool cat within us all. I'd recommend Elbow Songs, but that would be a little obvious, don't you think?" Well, Emily, yeah. Tighten Up by the Black Keys. That was a Song for Guy recommendation from Emily in New York. Wonderful music. And you know, wonderful music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was a 1972 hit for Steely Dan, the far-out jazz rock gods whose talent for combining compelling lyrics with groovy music sent it straight up the charts and into the clutches of some merciless musical marauders. First to make a grab for it were Menacing Mento Madmen, the Jolly Boys, who though only recently paroled, once again raised their banjos in anger and growled their way through the lyrics in a terrifying tirade that left it cowering in a corner. Next, in a shocking case of synthesized surgery gone wrong, evil experimental dance music merchant's Clubhouse attempted to weld it to Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. The resulting horror story wasn't a thriller, it was just bad. Nevertheless, it managed to moonwalk out of there. Straight into a pounding, programmed beating by dance-tastic demons Paradiso, whose whiny vocals and relentless thumping left it almost unrecognisable. But when pop-tastic Paul Hardcastle, in a horrifying attempt at corruption, used a girly vocal, sexy sax, voluptuous vibraphone and lurid Hammond to drag this 70s classic into the gutter, oh, it was murder. Cease and desist, Paul Hardcastle. We'll be right back. was eventually mercifully one of Michelle's favourites. That was Steely Dan and Do It Again. More Moida next week.
Six.
Music.
Coming to Six Music.
A meaty layer of substance.
That's the kind of je ne sais quoi that we intend to bring to Six Records.
Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
We are coming to Six and we are thrilled and we are bringing with us The Chain, which has recently been voted in an online poll the greatest radio feature of all time.
That's right. We went recently to Grenoble to be presented with giant golden hats.
Radcliffe and McConey.
I'm looking forward to being amongst a like-minded musical fanatic.
Coming to weekday afternoons from 1 here on Six Music, starting Monday.
And also having free use at weekends of the Six Music sedan chair.
Six.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
I love this tune by Herbie Hancock. I first heard it when I was about 18, I think. A friend of mine had a fantastic funk collection. The same friend told me that I would one day like country music, and I couldn't believe this. I brought this up last week, you might remember. I said I'd never like country music, and so much of the stuff I love now and some of the stuff I play on the radio is country. You was quite right, you sort of come round to it. In terms of that, I've been asking for recommendations of somewhere to start with Irish music. I really loved a Dubliners track that I played the other week called Women of Ireland or Woman of Ireland. And I asked for more recommendations of Irish music, and we've got one later on. But anyway, a very wise man that told me all this. He's called John Heslop. He's a keyboard player in Manchester. Anyway, cheers, John. You were quite right. This is Herbie Hancock. You'd gone off funk by the time you introduced me to this tune and said that one day I'd go off funk, but I haven't gone off this tune, I must say. This is Watermelon Man, everyone. I love it.
Thank you.
from the album Headhunter, which is a cracker. That's Herbie Hancock and Watermelon Man. Let's dive into the BBC archive together and surface Clutching a Pearl. This time it's a Desert Island Disc snippet from John Cale of the Velvet Underground's programme.
Indeed, your sound itself was very distinctive. I mean, I don't know if you can describe a sound, but for people who wouldn't know instinctively what Velvet Underground sounded like, how would you put it into words?
Painful. It was a... I mean, an amplified viola will clear a room faster than a stink bomb.
Which was the object of the exercise, wasn't it? Well, to alienate.
Yeah, definitely. It was to really throw people back on themselves, make them think. I mean, we turned our backs on everybody and turned up as loud as possible. By today's standards, it's really minute. Mm. It's really small.
But it was quite incredibly avant-garde at the time, which is where it had begun, because you'd studied with Lamont Young, and you'd learned about this drone sound, which again is part of the... It does characterise your sound. It is this ongoing, can I say monotonous?
Yes, kind of you can. But we persuaded ourselves that we could do what Phil Spector was doing by putting this tapestry of sound, of landscape, behind very ordinary chords. And then you'd have maybe something a little more symphonic that would be closer to what Phil was doing with River Deep, Mountain High, and Just Once in Your Life. So.
And you could not go to your desert island without a bit of it, hmm?
I chose this track because Sterling always talked to me about this song as being one of the better of Lou's lyrical efforts. And it was interesting to hear him talk, because he was a PhD in Middle English, and his approach to lyrics was always a little skewed. But I listened to him about this, and there's a certain nondescript quality to these lyrics that's very affecting.
Oh, baby, put jelly on your shoulder. Let's do what you... Let's do famous, ooh, and still makes your eyes noise. Put jelly on your shoulder, like that. Upon the carpet between thought and expression. Let us now kiss the culprit. Oh, lottie, cha-cha, cha. Oh, whoa, whoa, yeah. I don't know, baby, what it's all about. Put on your bed, put drummers and find out.
As chosen by John Cale of the Velvet Underground, that was the Velvet Underground and Some Kind of Love. I have to admit something now to you that I'm very, very proud of. One of the things I'm most proud of, I listened to that edition of Desert Island Disc go out. I was zipping across London towards a radio interview in a taxi cab. And I said to the driver, would you mind if we listen to Desert Island Discs? And John Cale came on. And I'd left John Cale a copy of our second record in a dressing room in Berlin where I knew he was going to be. No, it wasn't. It was Brussels in Belgium. I knew he was going to be in the next couple of days. And I just scribbled a note saying, we love you, you're a big influence on what we do, and I hope you like this music. So I'm listening to Desert Island Disc, John Cale's on there, I'm zipping through London in this cab, and the driver was a really nice man, it was a beautiful day. And it did cross my mind, I thought, imagine if he'd liked that record so much that he'd put it up there with the Velvet Underground and Bob Dylan and everyone else that he chose in his programme. But I didn't seriously entertain the idea. And then he chose an elbow tune, he chose Switching Off, from that album, and said really nice things about it. And I gave out a little yelp of excitement when he said the band's name. And the driver said to me, oh, do you like this lot? Because he didn't know the band. He said, oh, do you like this lot? And I thought, I'm just going to keep this to myself. I'm going to savour this moment. And I just said, yeah. There you go, anyway. Another great memory for me was meeting Frank Black of Pixies fame. Charles is his real name. And Charles is a lovely man. I've been in touch with him several times since. excuse me, my voice a little bit worn out coming to the end of this tour. I met him in, where were we? Tennessee. And I met Hawley the same weekend, Richard Hawley. It was absolutely great. One of the covers that I did that night, because the three of us were performing a concert together at a whiskey distillery, and one of the cover versions I did that night with an all-star band behind me, I must say, including Spooner Oldham on the keys, was this next one by Bob Dylan. You've got to be careful covering people as amazing as Dylan, but I think I did it justice. Here it is anyway, his vastly superior version is Lady Lay.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead.
Beautiful. There's Bob Dylan, and happy memories that brings back for me. And that was Lay, Lady, Lay.
Music is never more affecting than when you as the listener feel that, however briefly, you're sharing the innermost thoughts and feelings of the musician. And those rare moments can be at their most potent when they recall the past. For Eddie Reader, the chance discovery of an old postcard is the trigger for one of her most intimate and powerful songs. As the memories crowd her lyrics, the continuous pulse in the key of D provided by a gentle acoustic guitar and the smooth swells of harmonium that seem to breathe beauty into the very soul of the song all drift and curl around Reader's confessional whispers to conjure the wraith-like vision of a lost love. fragile, insubstantial, and ultimately unattainable, it slowly fades, leaving only the echoes of a half-remembered voice. It's atmospheric and full of arresting images, warm and yet achingly desolate, an intensely private moment shared. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
You sent a pretty postcard from a far and lonely sea. A dancer and a mandolin, they looked like you and me. I've been awake for hours and hours, I should be fast asleep. And out it fell, your postcard from the beach. Sometimes when I'm talking to myself, I'll swear it's all a dream. November babies and northern winds, the scars you said I'd keep. But if you'd never come here, you'd never have had to leave. And all the bones upon the beach, they all sung out to me.
Chosen by the Beckopedia, that was Eddie Reader and Postcard. How lovely. More Beckopedia next week.
Six music. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
It's a finely honed and balanced 3 hours. If you pick out one bit, the whole lot can fall down like some sort of musical Jenga.
Gideon Co.
Carefully chosen music. Beautiful, loud, gentle, sometimes terrifying. And I'll mix it up. Best bits in between come from the listeners. I go home at midnight. That's it.
Archive concert tracks.
The music archive is a wonderful thing, and I'm glad my show gets to celebrate so much of it. One of the best things is the polite applause you get from early 1970s audiences. which contrasts nicely with the bellowing, whooping Herberts of more recent shows.
Thank you.
Eddie and Co.
Simply, it can make washing up slightly more bearable.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
Even for those with dishwashers.
On 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Marcus has been in touch. Marcus from, where is he? Angleterre, he says. He says, it's not my brother Marcus, I'm fairly certain of that. He says, home for me, I'm afraid, is Kendall Cumbria. But I would like to request Home, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. I'd love to fall asleep listening to this tune. All the best, guy. Well, glad to oblige, Marcus. There's still a good bit of music to come. Don't fall asleep just yet. But here he is. Here's Edward Sharpe. His name's coming up more and more in the recommendations. I've played him a good few times. My friend Chris Devlin was the first champion of Edward Sharpe that I came across. But I really, really love this tune. Thanks for recommending it, Marcus. Here we go. Here's Home. Great, eh? Edward Sharp and Home. So, somebody called Marcus up in... did he say he was in Scotland? No, he said he was in England, didn't he? Someone called Marcus recommended that song. That put me in mind of my brother, who is, of course, called Marcus Garvey. Same as the Marcus Garvey. This next song's called Marcus Garvey, and just by wild coincidence... was it Jim Fishwick? I thought it was John. No, John from Scotland recommended this. He said, this is the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, and suddenly a song called Marcus Garvey came up. Can't beat a bit of a jazz on a sunny day, hopefully, he said. See you in Glasgow. Cheers, John. I hope I did see you in Glasgow. Here for you is the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble and Marcus Garvey.
Mirror. night. Rushed atop the altar, the sacrifice was made. It was not easy undertaking. The root's grip sucked like a living grave. Baby's breath in her hair, a crowning lace above her face that will last a day before it turns to hay. Good plans are made by hand. Cut a clearing in the land. And for a little bit, for her to cry.
Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Thank you.
Now that was good, wasn't it? That was Silver Club and Thin Air. That's part of an album called, it's called Ten. It's Manchester Aid to Kosovo charity album that lots and lots of Manchester musicians are involved with. I was on the last one 10 years ago, if it was even, it might have even been longer than that, 12 or 13 years ago. These things, when people get together for any reason and make a record, especially something as good as Manchester Aid to Kosovo, it's a great document of what's going on in the city of Manchester. This album, 10, is no exception. And as I say, that was one of the songs on it. That was Silver Club and Thin Air. There's a remarkable Stephen Fretwell song on it as well. The whole record's brilliant, but I really want to play you Stephen's later on in the programme. So we'll be having two tunes from 10, the Manchester Aid to Kosovo charity album, or MAC for short. Jonah's Policewoman is remarkable. Jackie Disbury sent me this email, excuse me. Sorry. She says, "Anyone by Jonah's Policewoman, please. It's hard to pick a standout track by this lady. They're all brilliant. But she sang this the last time I saw her in Bristol and we all joined in. It was a lovely moment. Thanks, Guy. Always a pleasure." Oh, well, cheers, Jackie. I do love this song. I don't listen to it enough. Let's have a go at it now. This is Jonah's Policewoman for Jackie Disbury. This is Anyone.
Shift their eyes, then open up their leather. But you seem to be the one. So try me, please. I'm a better dancer than it seems. The lightest floating feather.
Cause I
But you're not anyone. Anyone can see through me. But you're not anyone.
Joan as policewoman and anyone. I really want to work with that lady at some point in the future. I love her voice so much.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamacq. Weekdays from four.
We're trying to build the best sentence from 10 song titles.
Just to give you an idea of the way this works.
Thank you very much, Alex, who's in London.
It features the music of James, Terrorvision, The Cardigans, Kelly Clarkson, Frank Turner, Queen, The Troggs, Rilo Kiley, The Wonder Stuff, and Los Campesinos.
Here he goes. Hey, Ma, friends and family, I need some fine wine, and you need to be nicer. Because of you, I knew Prufrock before he got famous. Now I'm here, on the ropes, with a girl like you. A man, me, then Jim, and we exhale and roll our eyes in unison.
I actually think this is really pretty good, actually, Alex.
Steve Lamacq.
Weekdays from four.
BBC Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who?
The Lars. It's a tragic story, I think. I did a Lars special, it might even have been a year ago, basically tracing the history of the band. Potted, for those of you that don't know, is basically the Lars had trouble finishing their record. They kept erasing it and re-recording it, and they went through record company after record company and session after session, put hours and hours of work in, and because the expectation on their shoulders because of the success and the popularity of There She Goes, they bottled it every time and never finished the record. What did happen was the record company, having had all its money spent, told the producer to finish it using what he had. So the Lars album that we got, which is still a fantastic record, is made up of demos and odds and ends creatively bashed together. Who knows what this song would have sounded like if they'd ever finished it satisfactorily. It's still a wonderful album. It's the only one we've got anyway, but it's still a wonderful album. This is the Lars, and this is the amazing Looking Glass.
Make a sound. Oh, tell me.
Great, eh? The Lars and Looking Glass. Something popped into my head while I was listening to that. That happened on stage the other night. We did two nights at the O2 Arena. Woo! Get us, eh? I'm currently in Dublin in my hotel room. Tomorrow is the last day of the Elbow Tour of the UK. And then we're off to France. We're doing some odds and ends there. And we're all over the place for the rest of the summer doing festivals and things. So it's all going very well. Yesterday, second night of the O2, I was trying to get the crowd to sing along. And I was doing a little bit of pantomime, you know, sort of like... I gave them the part to sing. They all sang it. And I said, not as good as last night. Like that. And there was a big ooh around the room. And then this one voice went, neither are you. yeah, so he was called Paul. He made me chuckle. Right, okay. So I've been asking about Irish music. I've asked you to recommend a place to start for Irish music. We were inundated with suggestions of stuff I should start with. Lots of people talking about the Dubliners, the Chieftains. But this is the band that caught my attention. This is Bothy Band. And Michael Healy and James Cunningham recommended this, among other people. This is called Music in the Glen, and I found it really stirring. You're either going to love this or hate it. I love it. There you go, from the Gresham Hotel in Dublin. That was Bothy Band and Music in the Glen. Thank you very much to Michael Healy and James Cunningham for recommending that song. If you've got a song for Guy recommendation or any kind of email for me whatsoever, whether it's high praise or slamming damnations, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Come on. The next tune we're going to hear is a new one from Howie Gelb and A Band of Gypsies. This is his new band, I guess his new outfit. The song's called Uneven Light of Day. There's some fantastic guitar playing on this song, and it's from the latest Howie Gelb record, which is called Allegrius, or Allegrius, and it's out now. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is my old friend Howie Gelb and A Band of Gypsies with Uneven Light of Day.
Oh, no.
Way back in the 70s, we had these silent emergencies. They say it started back in the 50s, with one too many bouffant tattoos. Edisol, they thought was all. Now Clint Eastwood and Neil Young won't make a statement on this one, 'cause big guitars and big guns won't put a dent in this one. We got a hole in the earth, wider than this nation, deeper than a mountain, bigger than your imagination. She burns the uneven light of day, burns all the gold light away. She burns the uneven light of day. DuPont, we bring with us our list of causes. He says we do what we will, you can do what you want. We're in it to recoup all our losses. There's a hole in the old world, a deeper than this, a mountain, it's wider than this nation, bigger than your imagination, and it burns the uneven light of day, burning all the good light away. Burns, 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 burning the uneven light of day.
This next song is from Low, it's called Try to Sleep. I'm really getting into this. It's from the album Come On, which is out on the 4th of April. That's around now, isn't it? Also, it's a free download if you go to chairkickers.com. You might be able to tell I'm a bit knackered today, but I am really enjoying playing these tunes. Hope you like this one. This is Low and Try to Sleep.
Thank you.
was low and tried to sleep, which is something I'll be doing in about an hour's time, because I'm getting... Well, get ready for this now, you're not going to believe this. Because I'm getting up early in the morning. Here's Louis Jordan.
Hey, Pedro, where is Lolito? Can't get right. Had a little date with my baby last night. Now it's early in the morning. Early in the morning. Early in the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the blues. I went to all the places where we used to go. Even went to her house, but she don't live there no more. Now it's early in the morning, early in the morning, early in the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the blues. Went to see her girlfriend, but she was out. Knocked on her mother's door, and she began to shout,
"Get away from that boy.
It's early in the morning. Morning. It's early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues." Jenny Lou's to get something to eat. The waitress looked at me and said, "Pops, you sure look deep." It's early in the morning. Ooh, in the morning. It's early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues. I had a lot of money when I started out. Couldn't find my baby, now my money's run out. Now it's early in the morning. Ooh, in the morning. It's early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues.
Louis Jordan and Early in the Morning. I mentioned before the 10 record, which is the Mac charity album that's coming out on the 4th of April. Let me just check when this show has been broadcast. I'm sure that's around now. Okay, it's midweek this week. No, it isn't. No, it's Monday. It's tomorrow. There we go. Yes, they're great documents of the times. They're great documents of what's going on in Manchester music, these Mac albums. Elbow were on one a long time ago. We're on this one as well, but I'm playing it here because it's such an important document of the musical times. That's what I'm doing. Stephen Fretwell is an old mate. I spoke to him yesterday about how much I love this song. It's called Tamarind, and it's full of Manchester places in the lyrics. It's wonderful. Well done, Steve.
Carry you
front of all the bar stools and the pretty girls. Can I take you tomorrow down to the town hall and with strangers for witnesses marry you? I don't know how long I've loved you.
Go Steve Fretwell and Tamarind. That's from 10, the Mac charity album that's out tomorrow. Connor O'Kelly's been in touch. He says, hi Guy, long time listener, second time emailer. Thank you for the music you play. I thought A Sunday Kind of Love by Etta James might please some of your listeners, and both yourself and Mrs. Badger. Hope this is not too cheeky. Do wish to email more again in the future. All the best. Big C in Belfast. Connor, my absolute pleasure. Thanks for considering the Badger and I. She arrives tomorrow, which is great because my mate sorted me out a really nice hotel room so we can have a romantic evening. But yeah, for now, this is for Connor. This is Etta James. It's a lovely song and I've never heard it before. It's A Sunday Kind of Love.
I want a Sunday kind of love. A love to last past Saturday night. And I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. And I want a Sunday kind of love. Love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody, someone to care. And I'm on a lonely road that leads to nowhere. Sunday dreaming, oh yeah, and all my Sunday scheming every minute
every day. Discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way in my arms. Need someone, someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays and Tuesdays grow cold.
Song for Guy recommendation from Connor O'Kelly. That was, of course, Etta James with A Sunday Kind of Love. I love it.
Six. Music.
Coming to Six Music.
A meaty layer of substance.
That's the kind of je ne sais quoi that we intend to bring to Six Records.
Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
We are coming to Six and we are thrilled, and we are bringing with us The Chain, which has recently been voted in an online poll the greatest radio feature of all time.
That's right. We went recently to Grenoble to be presented with giant golden hats.
Radcliffe and McConey.
I'm looking forward to being amongst a like-minded musical fanatic.
Coming to weekday afternoons from 1 here on Six Music, starting Monday.
And also having free use at weekends of the Six Music sedan chair.
Six.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Let's keep it jazz for the remainder of the show, I think. This is Nostalgia 77 with a song called Hush. This is from an album called The Sleepwalking Society. And I think it's great.
Thank you.
There we go. Nostalgia 77 and Hush. I had a couple of wonderful emails I just want to tell you about before we wrap up the show for another week. Big love to the Tully family, who should have had a new arrival by now. I received a very touching email about how Elbow have soundtracked all three births in that family. Lots of love to Lorna and her crew. Thank you so much for that lovely email. Also, Julie Clemens, who's probably our most regular emailer. She lives in Dallas, Texas. She emailed me on St. Patrick's Day and again wrote me a lovely email about how she's part Celtic, part Choctaw, and how there's a connection between the Irish and the Choctaw tribe. When the potato famine was on in Ireland, the Choctaw tribe, recognising the hardship that the Irish people were going through, got together a load of money and sent it to Ireland. Isn't that wonderful? I love that kind of thing. Thanks very much to Julie for that email as well. Thanks to Michelle and Peter for sewing the whole thing together there in Manchester. Thanks, of course, to the Beccapedia for wonderful contributions. Thank you to all my band and crew who've given me a lovely couple of weeks. Thanks to the good people of Dublin for hosting me today. Cheers, everybody. I'll see you the same time next week. It just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Year.
Another lonely day thinking of you.